Hello and welcome to Battlestar Wiki, an encyclopedia of the Battlestar Galactica sagas. My name is Kobayashi Hikaru. You're about to hear an audio version of an episode guide. Water is part of Season 1, Episode 2. This episode was originally aired on the 14th of January 2005 in the United States, and the 25th of October 2004 in the United Kingdom. Credits for this episode include Ronald D. Moore as the writer, and Marita Grabiak as director. Galactica loses over 60% of her water reserves due to sabotage, forcing the fleet into a crisis and Commander Adama to seek a new supply. Boomer finds herself dripping wet in her flight suit, sitting in an equipment room on the flight deck. She is disoriented, and upon opening a duffel bag containing her uniform, she discovers explosives complete with detonators. After drying and dressing herself, Boomer goes to a small arms locker and finds that a further 6 detonators are missing, throwing her into a panic and seeking Tyrell's help. Roslyn visits Galactica to thank the crew for their hard work in defending the fleet following the recent events of 33. Protocol is observed during her visit, with officers in dress uniform, etc. Roslyn believes this is because Adama is trying to make her look like an idiot. Lee Adama informs her that his father ordered the reception out of respect for her position as president. The Virgon Express arrives alongside, ready to take on new water supplies. Adama explains to Roslyn of Galactica's near-perfect water reclamation and tanking ability for those ships that don't have recycling facilities themselves. In the equipment locker, Tyrell and Boomer, on the verge of a breakdown, discuss the missing explosives. Tyrell promises he'll see her through the situation, convinced someone is trying to frame her. As the water transfer operation commences, a series of explosions rip through Galactica, rupturing her water tanks and spewing most of her massive reserves of potable water into space. An investigation of the explosion begins. Over 60% of Galactica's reserves of water have been lost, leaving the fleet with a critical shortage. Because of its recycling and storage capabilities, 16,000 people are dependent on Galactica for drinkable water. Pushed to give a reason for the loss of the water, Lieutenant Gaeta presumes that the detonation of a nuclear warhead close to the water tanks in the miniseries may have weakened the tanks, causing them to rupture. During his presentation to investigators, Tyrell admits sabotage was the cause of the explosions, revealing the fact that explosives had been taken from a small arms locker, but covering for Valeri by saying it is unlikely they will discover who took the explosives, as security throughout the ship has been lax and record-keeping patchy at best. Adama orders Raptor flights to the nearest star systems in an attempt to find an alternative source of water. Reducing the number of people in the inquiry to senior command staff, Roslyn and Baltar, Adama reveals the truth about the Cylon agent threat, stating his belief that there is a Cylon infiltrator aboard Galactica. Baltar is quizzed about his progress on constructing a working Cylon detector. He makes various excuses for his lack of progress, all of which Adama discerns as Baltar's need for assistance on the project. Adama assigns Lieutenant Gaeta to aid him. Following the meeting, Gaeta leaves with Baltar, unhappy about having someone watching him. He escapes Gaeta by joining one of Starbuck's card games and ends up flirting with her. Boomer locates water but has problems trying to report the find while her Cylon sleeper personality tries to detonate explosives she has strapped to her chair. Boomer finally makes the report, and she and Crashdown return to Galactica to be greeted as heroes. Boomer gets Tyrell to check her seat, where he finds the explosives. He later reveals to Boomer he has handed the explosives to the Master at Arms, assuring her that this is good, as it puts the Master onto the same lines of investigation they are now pursuing. On Colonial One, impressed at the way Lee Adama helped her through the pomp of her reception on Galactica at the start of the episode, Roslyn asks Captain Adama to become a special advisor to her to help her understand military jargon and protocol. She also tries to help him come to terms with the destruction of the Olympic carrier in 33, which has been plaguing his conscience. On Caprica, Valeri and Hilo have returned to Valeri's Raptor to find it crawling with Cylon warriors. Deciding they cannot use it to escape Caprica, they head off to find another ship. Later that night, over a meal and anti-radiation shots, they receive a coded transmission, Valeri prompting Hilo into the idea that someone else, probably military, is still alive on the planet. Guest stars for this episode include Michael Hogan as Colonel Saul Tai, Tom O'Pennicott as Lieutenant Carl Hilo Agathon, Aaron Douglas as Chief Petty Officer Galen Tyrrell, Nikki Klein as Crewman Specialist Callie, Paul Campbell as Billy Kakea, Alessandro Giuliani as Lieutenant Felix Gaeta, Samuel Witwer as Crashdown. This episode was released on the Season 1 DVD, released in three versions for Region 1, Region 2, and Region 4. The Season 1 DVD was released on the 20th of September 2005 in the US, and on the 28th of March 2005 in the UK. There are no continuity errors within this episode. There is noteworthy dialogue provided in audio format on the Battlestar Wiki. Thank you for listening to an audio version of a Battlestar Wiki episode guide. The next episode is Bastille Day.